Yeah, but I actually do it. Right? See, that's the difference.
Okay.
He's not the worst one there, so.
I'll tell you what, whoever takes care of that house next to us, man, they need to, like, ratchet it up in the back.
Big backyard.
Stop.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's bad. Also, there's that one, like, right behind us, right?
Not right behind you, one over. The one right behind you.
Yeah, next to Jesse, right?
Ready?
Yep. We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and
to the republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Edmonds?
I'm here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Thrilly?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, September the 7th.
Make that.
Motion been made. No second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. I have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $2,098.16. Economic Development, $263.40. Police, $5,747.14. Fire, $1,683.03. Street, $1,028.29. Parks, $1,119.55. Public Health and Safety, $2. Police and Fire Commission, $63.95. Liability Insurance, $100. Garbage, $55.09. Cemetery, $172.80. Water Operations, $16,098.96. Sewer Operations, $318.83. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $92,880.62. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $448,358.24.
Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. We have anybody in the audience that would like to address the council? Anybody out in on the internet, Steve?
I don't see anybody out here, Roger. Just us. And Steve's now with us.
Okay. Thank you. I have a proclamation for the Constitution Week. I'll read that. The lady, I guess, usually she's here, but she's not going to be here this evening. This is Constitution Week 2021. Whereas it is the privilege and duty of the American people to commemorate the 234th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America with the appropriate ceremonies and activities. Whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America, designating September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, Roger Srilek, by virtue of the authority vested in me as the Mayor of Clinton in the state of Illinois, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week, and urge all citizens to study the Constitution and reflect on the privilege of being an American with all the rights and responsibilities which that privilege involves. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused by the seal of the city to be affixed this 20th day of September of the year of our Lord, 2021. Also have a memo that the last pour of the concrete for the parking lot at the hospital is completed on last Friday. So that is going to be just in time for the Appleton Park weekend. I think everything went real good with the construction. You have anything to add to that, Paul? Everything went pretty good on it?
Yes, sir. It did go very good. And the contractors responded very promptly to all our concerns. And we were able to modify the timelines to make our goal of Appleton Park based upon mutual agreements of the phasing of the work and making adjustments for weather and so forth. Even though there was some supply issues and weather-related issues, we're still on time. The crew was very professional. We worked well together. And I might point out that they also supported all the local businesses by buying fuel purchases and dining locally every day that we're here.
Okay. Yeah, we thank the public for being working with us on some of the issues there, and I think everything worked out good for everybody to get into the hospital when they needed to.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, the board and the hospital. Thank you. Move down to streets and public improvement.
Yeah, as already been stated, of course, this is the biggest weekend in Clinton. The Appleton Park Festival is this weekend. Just want to remind everybody that Center Street will be closed from the railroad tracks all the way north to Woodlawn and 51, starting at 6 o'clock Saturday morning till 6 o'clock Saturday evening, and then again on Sunday from 6 to 6. Just everybody try to avoid that area as much as possible if you don't have to be in that area. Just everybody have a good, safe weekend, hopefully. Hopefully have a big crowd. That's all I have.
Okay. Report from public property.
About the only thing I have, everyday operations, everything's been going pretty smoothly. Hope it stays that way, is we did have the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency did our inspection of the water plant and the distribution. There was a few things that they've recommended. Some things have already been taken care of. They sent us a complete documentation of what they found and all the things that's going on with the water plant and everything. And really, it was pretty minimal in what they've got for us to correct and just a few things to try to clarify and fix. And I think Lloyd's already been working on that and just kind of a different way of getting treatment into it. We wanted a couple of different little locations to put the stuff in there to treat it in the feed lines, and then just some safety procedures that they thought would be better, and securing a couple of lines outside and working around it. So all in all, Lloyd has been doing a really good job, and all the guys keeping it up. And the lady was very complimentary of how Lloyd took care of the person that came over and inspected everything and took him around and get him into everything that they wanted to see. So I was proud of all the guys that had anything to do with getting around and getting it taken care of. So other than that, everything's going along like it should be. So okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. Health and safety.
Oh, I've got a couple things. On the fire side, if anybody's out on the south edge of town where our training facility is, take a look at it. We've got it almost completely painted, totally changed the looks of it. Also on the fire side, we've purchased a water rescue boat. We now have to run with our fire trucks since Clinton Lake's in our district, so that is now done. On the police side, I just want to congratulate Ben, the DeWitt County Sheriff's Department, Clinton Police Department, Illinois State Police for an incident that happened this week, how professionally they handled it. With all the news media and anymore, how they attacked the police officers, it just shows that there are guys out there. They did a perfect job. Just put it that way. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
You have anything?
I don't have anything to share.
That's all I have.
Okay. Accounts and finance, Tom?
We have a sales tax report. We took in about $9,000 more than we did this time last year, and in the month, 3 months ago, and then that means our amount we received is about $200,000, you know, year to date for the so that's $200,000 more than we did this time last year. So excellent, very pleased with that. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a long list of lots, but we got one resolution for all of them.
Yep. Motion to approve resolution 2021-10, a resolution accepting offers for lots and outlots in Illini Edition of the City of Clinton.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
One thing on this, everybody, I prepared this resolution and I put in a number three that rejected the offer on Outlot 13. Outlot 13 offer was $1,000, where our enacting resolution requested a $2,000 minimum for those. Although you do have the authority to take a lesser amount, I didn't mean to make that decision for you. I just wrote it that way. If you are wanting to approve the $1,000 offer for Outlot 13, we would want to strike that one sentence out of this resolution.
No.
Is that one?
As written, this would reject the Lot 13 offer.
Is that one lot so much different is why they don't want to pay as much?
No, exact same size. They just didn't offer as much. They knew they had the option of offering less, so they just exercised their option.
Just about to try.
Yeah, I don't believe this time we should.
Not what everybody else says.
No, everybody else no. Did it, and I'd leave it.
Crew.
Yeah.
No. I think we leave it the way it stands.
Right. Leave it like it stands.
Yep.
Thank you. Call roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srulich.
Yes. Next is the authorized payment of the hospital revenue bond.
Motion to approve resolution number 2021-11, a resolution authorizing payment hospital revenue bond series 2013.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the revenue bond for the hospital? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Next is the resolution for the financial commitment for the Safe Route School Program.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-12, a resolution in support participation in Safe Routes to School program.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? This is a grant that Steve talked to you about last meeting. Has to do with Jackson Street, correct, Steve?
Right.
Is that correct? On Jackson Street?
He's muted.
Steve?
I don't know where he's hearing me or not.
Oh. Yeah, that's right, Roger.
Okay. I think everybody was familiar with what he was talking about last meeting and everything.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion on it? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Next is the ones we're going to place on file. We got bids for the fire truck for the fire department. There's three bids for that. We're going to place
on. Can I bring that up to date just a little bit? Because we placed it on file last time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to leave it on file. Help me out here, Steve, when I screw up. But there was some language in the contract for the low bidder that needs to be worked out, and Steve is doing that as we speak. What am I missing, Steve?
I think that's correct, Dan. We have some issues with the contract that we're going to work through, and hopefully have a draft resolved, have those issues resolved, and have a draft ready for you by next meeting.
Okay. That's it, right?
Okay. Next is the, we're going to place on file the resurfacing of the pickleball court. We're going to place on file the right of entry agreement for Chevron Environmental Management Company. We're going to place on file the engineering agreement with the new water tower and water treatment plant improvements. With that, it is a completion of our regular meeting. We're going to go into closed session.
Motion.
No action will be taken afterwards.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Call the roll.
Who's second?
No, I didn't.
You did. Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srulich.
Yes. Thanks, people.
Okay.
It hurts a thing to interview him, so.
Okay. We're going to motion to recess to reconvene September 28th at 6 p.m.
I'd make that motion.
No, 28th. Oh, that's the regular meeting. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're recessing.
Yep, we're recessing
to the 28th at 6.
We're recessing our regular meeting tonight.
To the 28th at 6 p.m. to interview the three individuals.
To do our interviews on the 28th.
That's a motion I made.
I know, I need a second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Second, I'm sorry. I screwed up. I was thinking next month. That's my fault.
Nope, we're good.
And you're here?
I'm here.
You don't leave till the, okay.
Yeah, I don't leave till the next day.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Now we need...
That's it.
That's it.